The kingdom of heaven is like. The phrase kingdom of heaven is only found in the Gospel of Matthew. Since the Gospel of Matthew is primarily written for Jewish listeners as opposed to Gentile, non-Jewish audience, that makes sense. Using the word heaven is a reverent way to avoid speaking the sacred word or sacred name of God. So the expression, the kingdom of heaven, is the same as saying the kingdom of God. It does not refer to a place where we go when we die, but rather it refers to the royal divine power put into effect to make things right in the world. When Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, he is holding it up against the earthly kingdom of Roman authority. The kingdom of Roman rule over the Jews is about human power and unjust control. If we look closely enough at the Gospels, I think we can see how Jesus was experiencing this same type of power seeping into the ruling class of his own people. Wrapping it up in the kingdom of the Romans is woven the kingdom of God, a kingdom reflected in the words and actions of Jesus, a kingdom that is not ruled by unjust power, but by unconditional love, a love that is blanketed over all people and all creation. It's a holy kingdom that Jesus came to restore. I know in book studies or somewhere about a friend of mine in seminary. His name's Peter. Peter was from a small African village, and he was reserved, quiet, didn't talk much. But when he did talk, he gave us such wisdom. He did not understand American Christianity. And this was American Christianity back then, and it's changed a lot since. But he didn't understand it. We confused him all the time. We really did. We wanted to find God. We looked for God in things. Peter didn't understand this. Finally, he'd had enough, and in discussion, he told the class that in his culture, in his understanding, God came first. We were saying that God came first. But he was telling us that our reflections in our discussions didn't at all match with that. Some of us got a little defensive. I might have been one of them. Maybe not. Peter explained from his earliest memories that he was taught to start with God and then go into the world. He explained that we experience God from the ground up, backwards. We saw the world from our own human perspective. For him, he was formed to see the world through God's eyes first. For Peter, everything filtered through the image of God. He did not have to go out and look for God. He saw God's image in everything. For Peter, that was the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like everything. Those of us who might have been defensive had an aha moment. If we understand and live into that understanding that everything we do starts with God, if we filter everything we see and experience through God first, then the way in which we respond to the world becomes a reflection of our understanding and our perception of our Creator. For Peter, this started in his first memories. It was like a second nature, but really for him it was like a first nature. For me, since then, I have been practicing it 18 years worth, and I still don't have the hang of it. The concept of the kingdom of heaven is like this practice of filtering everything through God first and foremost can be heavenly, or it can be dangerous and deadly. This all depends on our image and perception of God, and not all of our images of God reflect Jesus Christ. So what is our image of God? Is it of the enforcer, that punisher? Is it that God who rules from above with a heavy hand? Is our image of God a fear-based God? One who is rewarding righteousness, rewarding the good, and punishing the unrighteous, the bad. So, if that's our image of God, are we reflecting that image to the world? Is it us versus them? The good versus the bad? Me versus you? I mean, we don't want to be bad. And maybe if we're okay, if others are just a little bit more bad than we are, then maybe we'll rise up and God will push them down. And if that's our image of God, maybe as followers of God, of Jesus, maybe that we're supposed to punish and push people other down too. But what if our image of God is of a loving God? Is our image of God one that is filled with grace and forgiveness? Does our image of God reflect the love of Jesus, the same love Jesus reflects upon us? St. Paul asked the question in today's letter to the Romans, who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him. Angels, nor rulers, nor things, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. If we are living our lives through the lenses of grace and the understanding that God loves us no matter what, do our lives reflect that? If our image of God is that of a loving creator of all people, then we are to live in a way that there is not an us versus them. There is not a good or bad. There is not a worthy or unworthy. If we practice living our lives through the lenses of God loving us no matter what, then we will begin to live our lives with that same kind of love for others. We will live our lives without judgment. We will live our lives filled with forgiveness and peace. The kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like this, a world of oneness with all people, a place where differences and borders don't matter. A place, really, where these differences and borders should not even exist. The kingdom of heaven is like when Gandhi once said, when asked if he was a Hindu, he says, yes, I am. And I'm also a Christian, a Muslim, a Buddhist, and a Jew. The kingdom of heaven is like the smallest of all seeds. It is like yeast and treasure. It is like a merchant and a net. The kingdom of heaven, that love of God, changes our lives. It was said that when the first astronauts began looking down at the spinning planet, their lives changed forever. What they saw, what they described in that beauty, was the oneness of God's creation. They could not see those borders and those boundaries. They could not see those things that man had created that had caused separation. when they saw for the first time us the way God sees us.